Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome to hour number two of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. Big Fuzz is away. Way away. It's too bad because he would have been in a good mood because he had his second rainy day in a row.
God, where is he?
Tomorrow, up the street.
Rainy day.
He's fuzzing out, yeah.
Raining on parades?
No. One of my favorite sports websites is called 12 Up. So basically what it is you got 12 stories basically on the front. That's why I call it 12 Up.
Okay.
But it is fantastic. Fantastic.
What's the top story on 12 Up today?
The top story, well, they've been following this weird, so Martavius Bryant, right, is a receiver that plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he sit out like most of last season with the problem?
He sat out all of last year.
Yeah, all of last year and like half of the year before it with the same problem.
Yeah, so yes. So
he's kind of like, what is that, the guy from the Browns?
It's Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Was that guy.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just shameful, I think, because the problem with Josh Gordon, I mean, well, he got the DUI, but his problem is marijuana.
Yeah.
And I find I have to tell you that I never thought, and this is coming from Boulder, I never ever thought that I would see a day when the federal government was taking up a bill to make marijuana legal in the entire United States. And if you don't know, Cory Booker, I don't know if he's a representative or a senator. I believe he's Democrat. That doesn't matter. He's put a bill forward that would make marijuana legal in the United States.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, I think that, you know, there's all sorts of people that think that the marijuana was bad for Colorado. I think it was good for Colorado. I think that, you know, they found that whenever you can find a revenue stream that lets you pay for things rather than having to tax everybody, that's good for me.
That's awesome.
I also believe that, you know, a lot of guys, I mean, and athletes who smoke are prevalent. You know, Chief from the Celtics, right? Robert Parrish got busted for marijuana when he was playing.
Yeah. I mean, Von Miller did. Yeah.
There's all sorts of people who can,
oh, yeah.
And it's just so interesting because as you see states legalizing marijuana, it's just fascinating for me to see the NFL still being like, I mean, do you realize that Josh Gordon basically got suspended because he couldn't stop smoking weed?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
years.
We're going on three in a row now?
Yes. So here's the question so they're talking about Martavius Bryant. And he does not know when he's going to be fully reinstated. He's apparently he's also completed everything that the NFL has asked him to do. And this is not just about marijuana, but this is about, I don't know what he did. He violated the league's substance abuse policy. I don't know what he actually took, but it might have been just marijuana.
Yeah.
But he does not. It might have been liquor.
Steroids.
It could have been. It could have been lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no, they would have said
enhancement.
Yeah, like performance enhancing instead of substance abuse.
Okay.
You can probably Google up Martavius Bryant if you can spell Martavius. But see, the whole thing is that so what's happening is Pittsburgh is asking a legitimate question about when is he going to be reinstated, because he's done everything you've asked. You need to reinstate him because he needs to get into camp and practice. And the fact that he's already back in pads and practicing, but they don't know if he'll actually ever be able to when he'll be able to play in a game. And so the last paragraph of this particular article is why and how the NFL continues to build a wall that keeps its players on the outside. Looking in is baffling, but it's yet another example of how there is a long way to go before fans and athletes can trust the word of Roger Goodell and his strong-arming suits. I kind of agree with that. I mean, do you realize how crazy over the top NFL is ever since Roger Goodell got in there?
Oh, very tough.
I wish that Roger Goodell was half as tough on players who are convicted of domestic violence as they are about players who like to celebrate after touchdowns.
Yes.
So Josh Norman got a letter. I mean, did you hear about Josh Norman getting a letter earlier this week?
No.
About he does the shooting of the arrow, the same thing that Usain Bolt does.
Yeah.
Like the shooting of the arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it's a weapons. You know, that's a weapon. To which somebody said,
Well, aren't they going to be a little bit more lenient this year on?
Yeah, but not about shooting weapons or you know, the
throat slash.
Yes. And then someone said, do you know how ridiculous this is where you have muskets after touchdowns?
Yeah.
And you have
cannons
after touchdowns?
Yeah.
And you're not allowing a guy to do an imaginary bow and arrow?
Who owns a bow and arrow?
I would. That's the one sport, the Olympic sport, that I always wanted to do was be a bow and arrow. Or an archer, I guess you would call that. Archery. I wanted to be an archer. Gina Davis was an archer. Do you remember that? She made the Olympic team.
Yeah.
I could do that. Just have to be steady. But it's just so dumb. Like I'm sitting here thinking about, so a guy does an imaginary bow and arrow, and that's a problem. But like, the mascots shooting off shotguns and all sorts. The fact that there's military aircraft flying overhead before the game.
That's just right? Awesome.
It is awesome. Like, and I'm totally for it. But I am just pointing out the hypocrisy of, you know, you have a killing machine, a $62 billion killing machine flying over a stadium before a game, yet a guy celebrating with a archery, that's the thing that's going to cause people to freak out. I mean, come on. And this goes along with, I want people to be good citizens and whatnot. But I mean, why would they be doing this to people like Martavius Bryant? Like, really kind of, you know, everyone's talking about blackballing Colin Kaepernick,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Well, isn't this blackballing too?
Pretty much.
And this seems more blackballing than what Colin Kaepernick is doing. See, Colin Kaepernick is just right now, the risks don't outweigh the rewards. I happen to think it's a dumb decision, but that's what teams are thinking in for a variety of different ways. All right. The reason why the Miami Dolphins didn't bring in Colin Kaepernick is there would be a lot of pushback to a guy wearing a Fidel Castro shirt in Miami.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a singular issue.
But that makes sense.
Yes. Likewise, the Broncos have a singular issue where they tried to trade for him and he would not come down. The Broncos were offering him way out.
Yeah. way out of the situation that he didn't want to be in.
Yes.
He didn't want to be
in. He didn't want to be there. He wanted the trade.
He said so personally, yeah.
And they said, come down off your starting quarterback salary a little bit, and we will bring you in right now, and you'll be the starter.
I'll gladly pay you for a cheeseburger today.
Could you imagine, I mean, can you imagine Colin Kaepernick in the Kubiak offense?
Oh, that would have been,
It would have been.
That would have been awesome.
Yes. But Pooh Bear over there decided that he didn't want to do that and wanted to be starter money. Not even, do you realize not even when Peyton Manning came here, he had a lot of incentives in his contracts. You could have done that and you could have made all your money back. And that's why the Denver Broncos don't have Colin Kaepernick.
Turn it up, I still got a long way to go.
Dang straight, because Martavius Bryant, yes, he made mistakes, but then he did everything that they told him to, and now he's still out?
No,
come on,
man.
Come on, NFL.
What are you doing?
Get your bleeping stuff together.
Experience. We'll be right back.
I'm not done talking yet!